Hi, this is Melissa Wood Tepperberg, and this is the Move with Heart podcast.
Are you ready?
Just breathe it all in.
I want to talk.
I can't lie.
I was like, it's going to be short, sweet, and very spicy.
And we're going to get right into it because apparently some of you think I talk too much.
I'm so excited to be back. It feels so good to just be in this space, first of all. I really wanted to have like a little Zen den to help me go in. And it's so nice to really just reboot and bring the podcast back for this. I'm going to call this a season, but I just feel like when you love a podcast, when you love listening to something, I love to listen to it every week. I get really excited to listen to people that inspire me and motivate me and help me see things in a different perspective, or just put that soundbite in your ear that completely shifts your day. And this is something I love to do. I feel like it's brought whole new life to me, and we want to keep it going on a regular basis. We may have like a week we take a break for holiday, but just wanted to start with that because it makes me smile like this, just feeling and knowing that we're going to really just build this baby up, keep the momentum, and drop an episode a week. And in addition to that, one thing that I feel truly the most passionate about that gets me like high on life are doing these solo episodes and just letting it rip, talking about what is on my mind. I think really paying attention to just like what's going on in this crazy world we live in. And I'm recording this the end of January. And I think we can all agree that dry January is such a hit, which I think is just a great experiment with yourself. This will be dropping in February. And I think it is just so important to really look at how you felt in January. How did you feel? Did you have more energy? Did you sleep more soundly? Does your skin look better? Are you feeling more confident within yourself? Because I feel with society, it's really easy to jump on a bandwagon of staying dry for January and then just going back to those good old ways that most of the time don't serve us. And it's up to you to do that deep inventory with yourself. And I don't believe people really like to do that, which is why we resort to tools like alcohol and drugs and sex and things that take us away from reality because we don't want to feel it. We don't want to face it. It's uncomfortable. It's scary. It brings every emotion up in the world. But emotions are information. And I think the more that we can listen to them and listen to what's coming up instead of piling it all in and pushing it all down, life can change. You can expand in ways and directions that you never even knew were possible. It's pretty wild and exciting and exhilarating. And I'm just so proud to share that I have been living life alcohol-free for 4 years, over 4 years now. And it's like, it's so crazy. And then I look at who I am right here, speaking to you, sitting in front of you. And I'm like, no, this isn't crazy. This is exactly where you're meant to be. This is exactly who I've known was always within me, but when you pack it all in and you don't allow yourself to be really honest with how you're showing up in your life, it almost feels impossible to bring that version of you that we all have. We all have that version within us, within ourselves. And for me, it was, I'm just going to high level touch on this because I think most of you have listened to my Living Life Without Alcohol episode. If you haven't, I would probably start there. Probably should have said that in the beginning, but I just intuitively roll with these and that's just where it came up. But this was November 2019, and I was gearing up to launch my brand new evolved platform and the app version for the first time. I didn't have an app. And there was just something that kept coming over me. I would sit in my meditation, and it was in my closet when I was like really dropping deep. I would like turn the lights off, sometimes just put an essential oil diffuser or a clean candle I would light and just create this atmosphere of tuning everything out so that you can deeply tune into yourself. And I aim to meditate for 20 minutes in the morning. And then I love to just close out the night with a little 10 minute, sometimes when my legs are up the wall or just sitting up in bed or even just laying down, because there's just so much that happens in the day that I think it's a great mental reboot to clear your mind, strengthen your mind, and just sit with yourself. Sit with what comes up when you get quiet. It's uncomfortable, but you start to hear things much differently. And most of us hear, but we don't listen. We keep pushing it down. We keep shutting it away. And it was so loud for me that I couldn't not listen. And it was just a very simple, it's time to get really centered, really clear, get ready. It was like every time, get ready, get ready. And I'm thinking in my head, like, okay, get ready. I'm about to launch the app. Like, this is such an exciting chapter. There's just a lot more responsibility and weight that's coming with this new evolution of Melissa Wood Health. And I decided, okay, let me just take the next 30 days off because that was my birthday. I launched all of this on my birthday, December 4th, and I got to work. And a lot of people ask me, like, was this difficult? Did you struggle to? And no, I didn't, because I didn't have a challenge with alcohol. What I really struggled with the most was pleasing people when I was out. And I really discovered a lot of the time, I didn't even really care to drink. It just becomes so socially normalized when everyone else is doing it that if you don't, you look like the outsider. And it's kind of just easier to fit in sometimes. And I definitely have this personality and mindset that when I commit to something, I give it every single thing that I have within me, because why the hell not? Why are you going to do it if you're not going to fully show up to the absolute best of your ability? And I have to tell you, I felt so good. I realized, and I was never a person who would have a drink at home at night by myself. And some people do, that's their wind down. And I never did. And I think that that definitely made it easier. I got real into my mocktail game. I am obsessed with mocktails and nootropics and just ways to infuse these non-alcoholic spirits or spritzes or drinks, whatever you want to call it. And I've honestly just got really curious about places that carry drinks or non-alcoholic options or non-alcoholic liqueurs, and kind of just had fun with it. After the 30 days was up and I launched the app, a few months later, as we all know, the pandemic hit. And it was a time in my life when we all were dealing with something we had never dealt with before, but I had this sense of clarity within myself that I had never experienced before. And I do believe that it's because I got so centered and grounded and listened to with everything, the things that were serving me and assisting me to support and manage all of the things in my life that I need to manage every single day. And us as parents know that in itself is a load. And then adding business and everything on top of it, it was so overwhelming, but I felt like very neutral, which is the zone I am learning to lean into even more. Usually it's like, I love my highs are high, but then you drop and the lows are so low. I'm like, okay, what if we live right here? It's very different. It's very different. You're less on this roller coaster. And it's truly what has me here 4 years later, because I realized that how I want to show up in this world and the things I want to do and the person I want to continually become is someone that I, when I was younger, thought was impossible to be. And now I know that it's not. It's entirely your mindset. And alcohol at this point in my life, and I really share this with so much empathy and compassion, because I know there are people who are listening who have a problem with alcohol and they are struggling with addiction issues. And I will share resources in the show notes as well, because I feel so deeply for you. I struggled in my own way with a handful of things throughout my life. But when you're in a place where you just feel helpless, I hope that you can at least walk away with a sense of hope that it can change. And it changes when you ask for help, when you identify that you need help, that you want to choose differently. Of all of the questions people ask me about, I would say the number one thing is typically about my hair. I will say that I have been blessed with a good head of hair, but my hair has changed so much from being pregnant to postpartum and then turning 40. Everything changes and people don't always tell you that. So I am here to say that getting older doesn't mean that your hair health has to suffer. My hair is stronger in my 40s than it ever was in my 20s. And without a doubt, I believe that is because of my strong routine with Actinacre. I've been using these products since Eleanor was 3 months old, and they have this new stem cell line that I cannot recommend enough. This helps your hair from thinning, shedding. It thickens your hair, and it also has just made my hair feel stronger. I am using the stem cell shampoo, the stem cell conditioner, and then this is like the most important thing is the 3% stem cell peptide treatment that you use after your hair is clean. You want to spray it on the scalp, work it into the root, and you put this on when your hair is wet. You can let your hair air dry or you can blow dry. I will say air drying your hair more is also really good for your hair, but this really helps the root cause of thinning. In a matter of 30 days, you will notice that this supports your hair follicle health. In 60 days, it reduces that fallout. And then in 90 days, you notice your hair is stronger, thicker, and fuller than ever. You can use code MelissaWood20 for 20% off on actinacre.com. I cannot recommend this clean, non-toxic hair care brand enough. Just like the food you're putting in your body, the products you are using are so important to be clean, because over time, that is just going to strengthen your hair health. I always want to choose differently. When I recognize how I'm being, if I don't love the way maybe I said something to someone or the way I responded or reacted, I've heightened my self-awareness to a point that I can see it. And I think walking around as a self-aware human is one of the greatest gifts you can give to all of us. I mean, can we just like take a minute to think about how are people walking around with that much lack of self-awareness? It's wild. And I think it's something to talk about and something to recognize. And even asking people who are the closest to you that you trust, ask their feedback on you and their opinion, like how you are when you drink, how you are when you don't drink. It took a time when I was really not self-aware, having someone tell me how I acted out when I was drinking. And it was so embarrassing, but I'm so grateful to this day that this wonderful girl I was cocktail waitressing with when I was working in nightlife told me. Because if you don't know, I hope you have people close to you in your life that love you enough to tell you what's up. Now, I have to share some really exciting stats from the Huberman Lab podcast. What Alcohol Does to Your Body, Brain, and Health was the most listened to podcast worldwide. Like that in itself is, it's amazing because people are getting curious. And I know we're on this movement of bettering ourselves, our health. And not just from the appearance and the way that we look, but it's like from going deeper inside to really understand how things affect us. It's so important to be an advocate for yourself. This is pretty wild. So 7 drinks per week, no matter how you break it up, it could be 1 to 2 per night, has been proven to cell degeneration in the brain. And I think we can all agree alcohol is this substance that makes you feel good and then in turn makes you feel like absolute shit. I don't think there's anyone who can skip around after a night of drinking, especially drinking their face off, to like wake up and feel like they're on top of the world the next day. And if you are, I think that's also something to tap into because a lot of people are completely functioning, some addicts and some are unaware of their own addictions. So I realized too, and I think this like goes beyond just alcohol. I think a lot of us have these band-aids, as I like to call them, in our life when we like to patch things up, when we start to feel things like rise. And I know alcohol can make you feel like you're taking the edge off. And the same thing with marijuana, mushrooms, like these things can take the edge off. But I think what is where I want to turn it over to you is to get really clear with yourself, how you feel, how often you are consuming these substances, and when. Like, when are you? How are you? Is it a weekly thing, a nightly thing, a weekend thing? And then see how you feel the next day. That was the biggest wake up for me, was not only feeling so much better the next day after going out and not drinking, it massively decreased anxiety overall for me. I tend to, without a doubt, run more on the anxious side. And this heightened and peaked anxiety for me, by the way, not just the day after, days later. And I'm going to share something that I've never really shared before. And the reason I'm sharing it is because I'm human. We're all freaking human. No one's perfect. I loved to use THC, sometimes combined with CBD or just marijuana, to take the edge off occasionally. It was never this everyday thing, but it, without a doubt, definitely relaxed me and made my mind very creative. But this past year has been heavy for the world and for most of us, and definitely for me on personal and on a business level as well. And I was talking to my therapist and I was like, look, I think you have to be really honest, right? Like, that's truly why I'm being really honest with myself and with you right now, because sometimes it takes someone else's honesty and vulnerability to crack you open. And I was saying to my incredible therapist, who I really love and have done great work with, that I occasionally will smoke and I feel like it helps me take this weight off my shoulders, this edge off. But then what I've discovered a couple days later, I'm so edgy, I'm so irritable. And it's like, it almost makes you feel in your brain. And Doc Amen talks a lot about the effects of substances on your brain. Love Doc Amen. Highly recommend listening to that podcast episode on Move With Heart and following him. He shares that he studies brains for a living and the effects that substances have on your brain. And he's looked at brains from people who use marijuana, drink alcohol, are doing all sorts of drugs. And he said, they all affect your brain the same. And that was a big wake-up call for me, because I feel like in this world where it's legal in most places now, talking about marijuana, you feel like it's like the safer option. Some people have, they use marijuana for medical-induced situations. I am not here to tell anyone what they should do or what they shouldn't do. I really just want to heighten our awareness of things for self. And for me, it was really shocking to be honest that that's how it really made me feel overall. And then the need to run back and do it, which is what substances do to you. They create these effects in your brain that make you feel like you need them. And that's why I call them Band-Aids, because it doesn't get to the root cause of anything. You're just patching whatever's going on up. And in my situation in particular, this has been a massive self-discovery. I'm coming back to these notes that we took after listening to the What Alcohol Does to Your Brain episode. Just to list a few gut, liver, brain access disruptors and bacteria, alcohol is pro-inflammatory. It lowers your levels of serotonin and dopamine, promotes leaky gut, sleep gets disrupted. I think we can all agree on that. Very dehydrating, not great for the skin. It lowers your electrolytes. Breast cancer and alcohol consumption are widely linked. These are all stats from Huberman's episode. And some notes I took on an incredible video that Doc Amen did. He speaks very passionately about how alcohol disrupts white matters. These are the highways in your brain that affect information and impulses. He recommends, I recommend too, taking a breath sometimes, taking a moment, a little mental reboot with yourself before reaching for alcohol, because the breath is what is really going to help you relax. He also shares that it increases your heart rate variability instead of decreasing. Been really paying deep attention to my HRV score. And those are just some high-level stats. I mean, we could have a whole episode on stats, but I wanted to, as I always do, just share it in my own experience. And for anyone out there who has this episode make them thinking, I don't feel like you have to just stop drinking. That's not why I'm sharing this message. It's not for you to feel like, oh, like I'm so horrible, I should stop drinking and this isn't good for me. I think it's about just really regaining this mindful approach with yourself and taking honest, very honest inventory of how things make you feel. And this isn't just about alcohol. This is about people, romantic relationships, coworkers, family, friends, like where we put our time and our energy and our resources into. I think it's very, very, very important to come back to how these things are helping you to align to the person you want to show up as every single day. And you can start with Dry January if that is something that resonates with you, where it kicks off just taking a more mindful approach of maybe cutting back, drinking a little less when you are out, whatever helps you feel freaking better. Isn't that the point of this all, is to just walk around with more energy, to elevate just our entire being. And that is what has me at this point, 4 years later, not looking back. Although tomorrow I could have a drink tomorrow. And like, that's okay. You're not a bad person. This isn't to just tell everyone in the world they should stop doing everything. I think it's just pay attention and check in with yourself, with all things. If you are going out and you're surrounding yourself with people who are putting you down because you aren't consuming what they're consuming, take a look at who you have pulling up a seat to your table. And this has nothing to do with you. If we can flip the lens on them, what's going on with them? People who love you and support you will always want the best for you. If they don't, they probably don't love and support you as much as you think that they do. So it's time for us to be our own advocate, to keep reaching for and leaning into all the things in this life that make us feel good. I know that is where I want to put my energy. That is why I have a podcast and why I'm so passionate about living our life to the freaking fullest, as if each and every day that you live is your last, because you just never know what life can hand you. Life can be really unpredictable. So let's make the most of it and lift each other up, amp each other up along the way to just feeling damn good. How bad do you want to feel good? I hope you enjoyed that episode. We have a special offer for our Move with Heart listeners. When you join MWH as a new member, you will receive an entire month, that's 30 days for free. And this is in addition to our 7-day free trial. All you have to do is head to melissawoodhelp.com and use code MOVEWITHHEART. At MWH, we believe this practice is not just about building this body you desire. This work is about building a better, stronger relationship with yourself. And that is why we offer everything from movement, meditation, and nutrition to help you not only look, but most importantly, feel your best. Follow me on Instagram at Melissa Wood Tepperberg and MWH at Melissa Wood Health. Tune in for an all new episode next week, and I cannot wait to see you all on the mat.